Welcome to the Bridge Church Podcast. We are so grateful that you are here, and we hope you enjoy this message.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Glad to hear it. Pretty excited today. We've got Christmas over. What an awesome week it has been. Just celebrating the birth of Christ. Last week, we were blessed with the children putting on a little plate for us. I know a lot of people in the room today were here last week to be able to see that. And what a good blessing it was to just end the year reflecting and remembering the birth of Jesus. Pretty excited today because I am going to be talking about the new year and what that looks like for us. Started to pray about this a little bit and kind of go, okay, I don't want to be cliche and do a New Year's message, but I just couldn't help it because God really started speaking to me through this process. So I do have to tell you guys, I am great at one particular New Year's goal. My New Year's goal, I make it every year, and I know that probably nobody else does, but I make it every year, and I'm really great at it. I'm crushing it. Working out. I work out all the time, as you can probably tell, and I drink water. But I actually started praying about the idea of New Year's resolutions and planning ahead for what we are looking forward to the next year and reflecting on the last year. As I prayed through that, I kind of got to thinking about it. And for me, most of my New Year's resolutions do not happen. For instance, the working out thing, you can ask Daniel. Poor Daniel has asked me to work out with him for years. And I think we worked out maybe 3 times. Not going to do it. Now, next week, it will be on my list because I'm hopeful. But no, honestly, I did pray about it a little bit, and I said, okay, God, let me just pray into what New Year's looks like from your perspective. And as I started to dig in a little bit and pray about it, I realized that for myself, I never involve him in stuff like that. I never involve him in my New Year's resolution or a lot of my goals even. So I started praying into it, and he did reveal a good scripture to me I want to share with you today. I'm excited about it because there's some really good stuff if you go into the Old Testament. My wife has been doing an Old Testament study, so I've gotten to learn so much because my wife literally will read a chapter, close the book, and tell me the entire thing. So I don't even have to do any work. It's awesome. So we're going to be talking about Moses today and the Israelites, and we're going to be in Deuteronomy. But one of the things that I was thinking about was, are my goals, my resolutions, looking into the year ahead, aligned with what God has for me? So I started reading about Moses, and Moses, as we know, I think it was either Daniel or Jason a few weeks ago, preached about the Red Sea and the parting of the Red Sea. Moses took the Israelites out of Egypt and went into the desert. And there was a promised land. The Israelites were promised this land. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, a lot of us do know the story. And Moses was the one chosen to take them out of that slavery and into the promised land. Now, in Deuteronomy, they are at a place, Moses and the Israelites, where they've just gotten past the Red Sea. And at that time, they basically got to the Red Sea and wanted to continue going and didn't really know what to do. And God helped Moses. He used Moses to part the Red Sea. He parts the Red Sea, and Moses goes through. And as he does, the army that is following after the Israelites is in the water, basically, in these walls, which we've all seen in the little picture books and children's ministry. And God then, once all the Israelites get to the other side of the Red Sea, closes that walkway, as you will, and wipes out that army. So he has done what he was going to do, which is deliver them from the slavery. And as I kind of prayed about that and thought about it, I thought about ourselves. And in order for us to get to a point where we can truly understand maybe where God is leading us in the next year to come, we need to understand something first and foremost about this story that we tend to forget. And that is having freedom in Christ. And at this time, Moses and the Israelites had been through that, they found freedom, they find themselves in a place where they are resting, as you will. And I thought about a story for myself, and I'm going to be a little vulnerable with this story, but I met my wife about 8 years ago. Now, in that time, I'll say living in sin. I wasn't walking with God daily. I knew Him. I had grown up in church. I grew up a Christian, made that profession of faith, and decided to be a follower at a pretty young age. But when I met my wife, I was living in sin. I had a decent job. I was in my early 20s, and a kid in your early 20s, in your eyes, a good job, money to spend on what you want to spend it on. I had a home. I had a cool truck. For me, that was exciting. And I did what I wanted to do. I partied. I lived it up. Did all the things. And I got to thinking about what my freedom would look like at that time. At that time, that seemed like freedom to me. Yet there was still something missing. And around the time that I met my wife, I recall, and this is an interesting story, I was on Facebook. So I just recreated a Facebook page. This was many years ago, I guess 8 years ago. And I saw a friend from high school. And that friend was a girl that, I knew her. She was a good girl. But her Facebook page was littered with scripture and all this positivity. And she was a good godly girl. I knew that even in high school. And I remember saying to myself, okay, God, why can't you ever put a girl like that in my life? Because at this time in my life, one of the reasons I was there, I was a single dad. I had made some decisions that were terrible decisions. And I knew there was something missing, specifically for me, but also for my son at the time. And I recall praying this and saying, okay, what is it, God, that you need me to do in order for me to get to the next step? And I recall saying, if you ever provided something like that for me, I would go full-fledged. I would believe, I would follow you, I would do all the things. And it's funny because as I said that, it was almost a mockery, if you will. And it was really not the right heart. But through that, He changed my heart. I met my wife that same week. And what it reminded me of is my past failures. At that time, I was holding on to things from my past that I wouldn't get by to allow myself to get the freedom that God was providing me. So at this time, Moses is in the desert, and I was in my desert. I had been released and given freedom throughout my life, but I made decisions to put myself in that situation. What it reminded me of is the freedom we have in Christ, because with freedom in Christ, a lot of times we found that freedom, but we are still living in the sin. We're still living in the past. We're holding on to the past failures for ourselves. So in order for us to get our minds right, our hearts right, and prepare ourselves for the teachings that Moses has, we remember that it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. This is in Galatians 5:1. So Jesus died on the cross for us, and this is Old Testament, so Moses didn't have that yet, but God had already delivered the Israelites from freedom. And I was in that same spot where I remember meeting my wife, and I was living in a slavery from my past. In Galatians 5:1, it says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Then it says, stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I wasn't receiving the things that God had given me or was promising me, just as He did the Israelites when He promised them the Holy Land, because I was still living in my past. So first and foremost, we know that Jesus did die on the cross for us so that we could have that freedom. And that's going to be the first point in our message today, because in order for us to get ourselves on the right track, knowing that we have some New Year's resolutions coming up, knowing that we have a new year, not just that we have professional and financial goals, relationship goals, whatever the case may be, we need to be directing our attention to what our goals would be with him. So during this time, Moses was in the desert, and this was also the same time, basically, they got through the Red Sea. They're sitting in camp, basically. They've set up camp, and at this time, it was a time of reflection, kind of rest for Moses. And he knew that he was promised the promised land. The Israelites were promised that. So they basically take some time, and at that time, Moses actually received the Ten Commandments. But one of the things that really stands out for me about having the freedom and making sure that we're on the right steps and taking the right process, and during that breathing time, Moses went and he received the Ten Commandments. But for us, a lot of times we've gotten through this past year. We know we're looking forward to the things that God's promising us, but we're kind of stuck on where we go from here. We know we've received freedom in Christ. We know we've received a promise that he has for us. Moses took that time to go and receive the Ten Commandments. And for us, it's about being a disciple. We want to learn how to grow. We want to learn how to stretch our faith. And one of the things that he talks about is growing. But I thought about with a disciple, being a disciple, it's more about being a student. And there's a story of a college professor that has someone visit him. And this person goes and visits him and says to him, "Hey, I met so-and-so, and they are a student of yours." And the professor responds back, "Well, he may attend my lectures, but he's not a student of mine." And I thought about that and prayed over it, and I thought about my own relationship with God. Oftentimes we come to the church, we do the things that we think we should do, but are we being students? Are we being disciples? And in order for us to, you know, kind of change our direction, our shift, one of the things that God calls us to is being disciples, going out into all nations. In Matthew 28, he says, "Go out into all nations, baptizing people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." And I thought about that, and I thought about, you know, the situation of, I was actually on I-16 yesterday. And I-16 is a terrible highway, but I thought about the directions. When we go and we are driving from one place to another, we're all on the same road. I couldn't stop on 16 and ask for directions, but oftentimes as Christians, we are in a situation where we are on the same road as other people, and they may need a roadmap. I have a roadmap for I-16 to Atlanta, which was a terrible ride. And oftentimes we're on the same road as somebody else, and they're looking at a map from something else. Evangelism is being able to share that roadmap with other people. If we have the way, the direction, we should be sharing that. I thought about the early church, and the early church was able to grow at a rapid rate. After Jesus was crucified, in the book of Acts 2:42, it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. So we know that we have freedom in Christ. We know that God, just like he delivered Moses and the Israelites, he made a promise to them. He gave them freedom from slavery. We have things that we are enslaved to at this point in our life. We know that there are things that hold us back. We also know that there are some callings on our life. In Moses' situation, it was to receive the Ten Commandments and then also continue to lead. And this is where I'm going to get into the book of Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy 1, verse 7 and 8, Moses is speaking and he says, "Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast, to the land of the Canaanites and of Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants." So, going back to my story, where I was, I knew that I had received freedom in Christ. all those years ago. I was living in a sinful life, doing the things I wanted to do. There was something that I needed to break free from. Moses and the Israelites were camped out, basically thankful that they had gotten this freedom, but they weren't breaking camp. They weren't willing to break from it. What is it in your life that you need to break from in order to receive His will? Going into this year, going into the next month, or even the next week, in about 2 or 3 days, we're all going to do our little resolutions. What is it that you need to break free from? For me, at that time, it was that life that I wanted, that I had set up for myself. And this goes back to being in God's will for my New Year's resolutions this year. I was living at that time based on what I felt was necessary, what I thought was best for me, and not taking into consideration the things that I needed to break camp from. Maybe you're camping out in a relationship. Maybe you're camping out in a substance abuse problem. Maybe you're just camping out in anger, fits of rage. There's all kinds of things that we camp out at as Christians. What is it that you're camping in? They made camp and they didn't want to break from it. And He gives a direction of, hey, break camp. You've been promised more. And as I thought about that, I thought about my situation years ago, and I knew there was a promise for me. There was something better for me based on scripture and teaching and all the things I'd learned in my life, but I wasn't willing to break camp from it. Moses gave that direction, but the Israelites did not really love the idea of it. If you go on into Deuteronomy in verses 26 and 28, Moses is talking to the Israelites again, and he says, after saying, hey, break camp, you've been given a promise. We're still here in our rut, so to speak. We're not growing. We're not going to the next place. We're not receiving the promise that God has given us. In Deuteronomy 1, 26, he goes on to say, but you were unwilling to go up. You rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You grumbled in your tents and said, the Lord hates us. So He brought us out of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go? Our brothers have made our hearts melt in fear. They say, the people are stronger and taller than we are. The cities are large with walls up to the sky. We even saw the Anakites there. At this time, Moses and the Israelites had been released from their slavery. They know that. They know there's a promise for them to receive Israel. Yet, they're still stuck in their past. As we go into the new year, obviously we're going to think about all the goals we have for ourselves, and I encourage everyone to do that. You know, even whether it be personal, you know, financial, professional, whatever the case may be. But being aligned with what God has for us is a whole different thing. They clearly knew that God had delivered them from slavery. Yet they were still not willing to break camp. And it speaks on fear. What are you afraid of? The Bible says 366 times, fear not. Jesus says, I'm with you till the end of the age. So what we need to do is trust what He has for us. Going into the next year, as we're planning and we're thinking about what God may do in our lives, what things He may want us to set aside for ourselves as goals, what is it that He may be calling us to? Trust Him. During that time of my life, I did make a decision. Thankfully, I got my heart right. It wasn't, because of Jamie, necessarily, my wife, but that was a strong motivation because she was not having that. She was not going to have anything to do with me, and I knew that when I met her. My mother begged me to go to church. I met my wife the same day that I decided to finally go to church and get myself back in order. But God, through that little silly mockery of a prayer, when I said, oh yeah, God, if you gave me something like that, maybe I'd change my ways. He actually changed my heart. I was a drinker. I dabbled in some other recreational things. Those were where I was camping. I was camping out. I was content with what I thought was right for me. And I didn't trust what he had. At that time in my life, I had had a heart surgery at a very young age. I probably should have been dead. God delivered me from more problems than I could have ever imagined, as he has everyone in this room. Yet I still was just like the Israelites in this story. I wasn't willing to break camp from it because I had a fear of what that looked like. They use the words, the people are stronger and taller than we are. In our walk in faith, as Christians, and even when it comes to being a disciple of people, telling others about Jesus, oftentimes we think that the world is taller than us, bigger than us. We're Christians and we're going to be persecuted. Jesus gave that to us when he was on the earth. He said, you're going to be persecuted. So we tend to get scared. I don't know what that looks like for me. I have a fear of that. Maybe the world is bigger than us. So I started praying about that and thinking about it and going, man, like, what would it look like if we changed that directive? And we leaned in on him. We did have more faith in him, just like the Israelites should have. Question is, are you willing to break camp? Are you willing to take the next step? Because of the rebellion of the Israelites, they spent 40 years in the desert. Right now, there are a lot of people in this room. And at that time in my life, I was in the desert. I was wandering in the desert. When I knew there was a bigger promise for me, something much better, I was still wandering in the desert. But when I did decide that, okay, God, I'm going to go ahead and get real, and I started opening my Bible, all the things that were crowding my mind before almost immediately dissipated. The drinking, the partying, what I thought was important, all those things just went away because he was the one that did that. I trusted him after all that time of wandering in the desert and being miserable, because most of the world, when you talk to them, they say money can't buy you happiness. And that's what I was chasing, was money and partying and having a good time. And I realized that that wasn't his will for me. I made that decision, that heart change. And when I did decide to follow his will for me, I was blessed. Almost immediately. I was friends with Jamie at first. Like I said, she wasn't having it. I was not the best, ideal mate. And I don't blame her for saying, no, you can wait. So, because of me following his will, I was blessed with her. Not only her, she's been a great mother to my oldest child. Within that same year, I was given a promotion at work. I was able to buy a new truck, which was cool for me at that time. And it wasn't something that was even on my mind, but God blessed me with more than what I could have expected. When we're willing to break camp, when we're willing to break away from the things that are holding us back, whatever it may be in your life, you're going to see that change. Just like the Israelites finally did. After all those years of wandering in the desert, they were able to finally receive that promise. That promise was given to them just like that promise is given to us. Jesus died on the cross so that we could have that freedom in him. Whether it be freedom from, you know, pain, hurt, anger, maybe it is a substance abuse, whatever it may be. When you are willing to open up, break camp, and get away from those things, what can God do for you in 2020? I just wanted to pray that over this church, over the room right now. I was praying that last night. Just God, whatever it is, God, I just pray that we're willing, myself included, to break camp. Whatever's holding us back from having a great 2020. We look back on 2019, and there may be some great things, obviously there's going to be some bad things. What would it look like if we aligned all of our goals in a couple of days here with what God has planned for us? How would that change not only our own lives, but the lives of others around us? I just wanted to pray that over us. I'm going to finish this up in prayer, and they're going to do some worship. But I just want to leave us with that. What is your camp that you need to break away from? What are you fearing that you need to get rid of? Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity just to have a wonderful year. Thank you for getting us through another year. Thank you for your promises and giving us that freedom in you, God. God, I just pray that anyone in this room that doesn't know you, doesn't know that freedom, God, would find it, would find that freedom in you just like Moses and the Israelites. God, I just pray that the fear of what could be is taken away and that we find peace, we find you as the wonderful counselor you are, that you give us the direction. You'll find a way for us, God. I just pray that this room would be lit in their hearts for you, just on fire, God. That they would take this next couple days to reflect, to learn, to study who you are and what you may have for them, God, in the next year that lies ahead. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. If you enjoyed this message today, thank you for visiting us for this podcast. If you would like more information on The Bridge Church, please visit us at www.thebridgebluffton.com.